Yeah.
Hi, this is John from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Georgia?
You said what now?
Are you registered to vote in Georgia, sir?
Yes.
Okay, great. And in this case, do you think of yourself as a male, female, gender non-conforming, older, and the additional gender category?
Do I think myself a male or a female?
Yeah, out of the options that I gave you, sir.
What do I sound like? A male, right?
I'm sorry, I cannot, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. It's something that we need to ask, sir.
Yeah, male.
Thank you, sir. And what is the year of your birth?
72.
72, thank you, sir. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, okay. Understood, thank you. And what is your race?
Black.
Thank you, understood. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
A master.
Master's degree. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Can you please rate the amount of your power you feel your power has in your vote on a scale on 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, a 5 means that you have some power, and a 0 means that your vote has no power at all? You may use any number between that scale.
0.
A 0, okay, understood. Thank you for your opinion. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It don't matter. Satisfied, I guess.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or very satisfied, just to make sure about your opinion?
Somewhat.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. And can you please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them? A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable? And a 5 means that you do not feel I haven't started reading the list here, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That you feel warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that as well. The first one is for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 10. How would you rate this person?
0.
Thank you. The next one is for Senator Raphael Warnock.
0.
Thank you. And next one is for Kamala Harris.
0.
And next one is for the Republican Party.
0.
Okay, the next one is for Donald Trump.
0.
The next one is for the Democratic Party.
0.
And next one is for Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, or undecided at the moment?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, sir. And if you have to choose for whom you vote, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Other independent.
Okay, other independent. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. We appreciate it. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate in this case?
Undecided.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you for your opinion. And which of the following statements come closer to your opinion? In this case, even if neither is perfect. The statement B, it says that your personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement A, which says voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. So in this case, which statement is closer to your opinion, B or A?
B.
B was the first one I read to you. Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay, thank you for your opinion. I appreciate it. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The first one, it says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The next one, it says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the last statement, it says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Which one out of the three that I read to you?
The last one.
All right, sir. Thank you for clarifying. I appreciate your opinion. Now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The first one, it says the future of the planet. Do you feel negative or positive about it?
Hey, how many questions you got, man? You know, I'm sitting here with my family now. I mean, how long is it going to take?
If you don't have time, I can give you a call back. I don't have any specific time, but you're answering, I mean, as fast as you can. I mean, it's going to end up soon. The more you take,
yeah.
I mean, the more that it takes, but I mean, you're answering as fast as possible, so we're going to end up soon. I don't see the problem,
yeah.
And I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, I got stuff going on here in my house. I just got off work, so, you know, then... I don't vote, period. I don't vote for nothing, for nobody, because it's just a whole bunch of bullshit.
All right.
So, you know, I just don't care who wins.
You should have told me from the beginning, sir. Thank you for your
time.
Okay.